This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. We try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. Let me give you some contact information. And if you don't get a chance to write it down, we'll repeat it throughout the show, because some of you may want to come in and have a complimentary consultation, or at least call us, because we've got a lot of dynamite information we're going to be talking about on this show. So we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, PA, zip code 16148, the development called Linden Point. We've been serving, between my daughter and myself, Sherry Marini, which is a certified estate planner. She's worked for a variety of government agencies. She was also a social worker at Mercer County Area on Aging. She was a director of admissions at a nursing home. She worked for the Social Security Office. So she's worked for numerous government agencies in the past. She's been with our firm for over 21 years. She's a certified estate planner. I happen to be a master certified estate planner. And our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. We repeat that several times throughout the show. So what we're going to be talking about is, usually we talk about the economy, we talk about taxes, how to protect your assets from catastrophic illness and mitigate spend down, how to avoid probate. We're going to direct some of this information toward business people. And I'll go into a little more detail a little bit later. But what if you could get a tax-free retirement plan and have someone else pay for it? Would you be interested? What did you say again? Let me repeat that. What if I can get you a tax-free retirement plan and have someone else pay for it? Would you be interested in? Now, we'll talk about what types of businesses and the parameters about that. But some of you who are listening may qualify for this. If you do, it can be quite a bonanza, quite a bonanza. So, again, our toll-free number, if you'd like to learn more about it, is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio in Western Pennsylvania, between my daughter and myself, for over 60 years. That's right, 60. In fact, actually, it's probably 70, because I have 50 years. My daughter has 21 years. That's probably more accurate. But anyways, what we do at Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisor Group is we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. A lot of people don't like to talk about that, both on a pre-crisis, which is obviously the ideal way, but also on a crisis basis. Folks, if you haven't planned for that, it's the one thing that could wipe you out. I know you don't like to talk about it. It's not real sexy, but we have many strategies. Now, we can even protect it if you haven't done planning and you have a crisis planning. We might not be able to protect all of it, but it's better to do a pre-crisis. But we can do both. We work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio in Western Pennsylvania, in that arena. Now, if you ask most people where were they if they had their druthers, most people, I think, would rather spend time at home. What asset would you use to pay for that? Have you thought about that? What if you, that asset you thought about, what if there's a better way of utilizing an asset? Would you want to know about that as well? I think many people would. So what else do? We do tax planning and tax preparation. Now, if you're a business owner and you're paying $150,000 or more in taxes, you need to call us ASAP. We've got some top-notch people throughout the country that we've aligned ourselves with that would like to talk to you, complimentary charge, and show you what we're talking about. Now, we're not looking to take away from your CPA or your account who you work with. We want to work alongside them. Now, if we also do tax preparation, but that's not really what we're interested in, but we do have a firm called InnovationTaxService.com. That's our website, Innovation Tax Service. We do tax preparation, but if you're a business person and you like your person, but he's not, he or she's not really that savvy when it comes to tax strategy, we want to work with that individual and show you how you can do it. So especially if you're making a paying $150,000 or more, because we have a lot of strategies. We don't do Willie Nelson strategies, and we don't do Ponzi schemes. So if you want to learn more about that, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. We also work with outlaw attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania on wills, trust, power of attorneys. We're not attorneys, but we are legal assistants. We work alongside with them, and we know which ones to work with who are knowledgeable, number one, and then price, number two. Quality first, price second. Both are important, but quality is utmost important. Then when it comes to investments or savings, you name it, I can't say we have everything, but we have most things. And we talk about investments and savings, and we describe it like a traffic light, yellow, green, and red money. Yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. Of course, the advantage is relatively liquid and it's relatively safe. Disadvantage is it's not paying very much. And guess what? You got to pay tax on it. Then you got red money, which we have a division of our company that handles that. That's stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, gold, silver, commodities. That's risk. The advantage is you get the upside. The disadvantage, you get the downside. How much should you put in yellow? How much should you put in red? Well, I mentioned yellow, what we like is somewhere between 3 months to a year. But red, it depends on the individual, suitability, capacity, risk, several different things. Then green money is for those people who want to protect their money. In other words, they don't want to lose money, and they don't want to put in a CD. They don't want to put in a savings bond. They want the potential that where they could link maybe their money to an NSC, where they have the potential to link toward an NSC to get that upside potential, but they don't want the downside risk to it. So what are the advantages of that? The advantage is you can't lose your money no matter what happens to the market. The disadvantage is you may not get all the upside. So can the green money strategy outperform the red money? It can, but that's not what it's designed for. It's designed to beat the banks over a period of years. So it's usually a longer-term type strategy. So every strategy has negatives and positives. One size doesn't fit all. When people come to talk to us, either on the phone, you have a short call, and then if it's a good fit, we either do a virtual meeting or in the office. We have a discovery meeting. And then the second meeting is we do the retirement roadmap to see the road that you're on. Are you going to have enough money to last between you and your spouse? Your road, not our road. Do you have enough money? Do you have a written plan? Do you have a bucket that has a bucket for tax-free bucket? Do you have that type of bucket? Do you have a bucket besides Social Security money that will pay you a paycheck for life, a guaranteed income? In fact, you should go to our website. We have on-demand seminars. There's like six of them. We're going to put about 16 after the first of the year. But one is on how to have a paycheck predictable income no matter what happens to the economy. One is on how to have a tax-free retirement. One is on Social Security. One is on estate planning. One is, are you ready to retire? That website is leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com. If you'd like to set up a meeting with us in person or learn more about that, what we do for a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. And we come back, we're going to talk about maybe they're going to finally get this bill passed, a stimulus bill. I call it 2.0. Some people call it 4.0, depending on when you took it out, etc. But it's really the second one. So I'll talk about that. I'll talk about what if I could get you a tax-free retirement plan and have someone else pay for it. Would you be interested? I'll talk about the type of businesses that can qualify for that. We'll talk about the new IRS efforts to destroy tax deductions for the PPP and how cost segregation can turn your rental into a cash cow. So again, you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write our number down, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in person for a complimentary consultation, call our office at Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, which has all our contact information. Also, we have two other websites that I want to mention to you besides leavealegacy.com. One is innovationtaxservice.com, and the other one, especially if you're paying $150,000 or more in taxes, is called elitetaxreduction.com, elitetaxreduction.com. So on the last segment, one of the things I mentioned a few times is what if I could get you a tax-free retirement plan and have someone else pay for it? Would you be interested in? Well, this is a special R&D plan, research and development, that's been on the books since 1981. That's right, folks, since 1981. In fact, in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis, many business owners have had to change their retirement timetable. One of the biggest challenges faces management is how to fund the retirement plans, ongoing operations, and keep employees on the payroll so normal operations could resume as quickly as possible after the crisis subsidies. So this is like a stimulus plan. In addition to several programs now available at the federal, state, and local levels, don't overlook the important role that R&D, research and development tax credits, could play in your funding strategy. And we're going to talk about the types of businesses and some of the qualifications in a minute. You may already qualify for $20,000 per year. You ready for this? You may qualify for $20,000 per year to fund your retirement plan for income, legacy, and long-term care expenses. That's every year. The research and development tax credit was first enacted when? During the Reagan administration in 1981, is now permanent. Yes, underscore permanent. Yet it continues to be one of the most misunderstood areas of tax law. Year after year, small and mid-sized businesses continue to miss out on the opportunity for huge tax rebates because they either don't realize they are eligible for the credit or don't know how to apply for these credits. Small business owners may qualify for a free initial analysis on their business to see if there's any credits that you are entitled to by law. You want to listen to this? The average check is $120,000. Who can qualify? Manufacturing, construction, engineering, textiles, agriculture, automotive, financial services, doctors, dentists, chiropractors, medical devices, fashion designers, consumer products, entertainment and media, food processing, oil and gas, consulting, chemical, plastics, telecommunications, website development, paper and forest products, software, and many more. Now, the ideal client is someone who has 10 employees or more with $2 million in revenue. Now you say, well, that may not be me. I only have one, two, or three, four people. Well, you might not qualify for the R&D, but there are other strategies we can help you with. But if you really want to take full advantage of the typical type person is someone with $2 million in revenue, gross revenue, and 10 employees. So if you want to learn more about that, give us a call toll-free, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So what if I could get you a tax-free retirement plan and have someone else pay for it? Would you be interested? And we can help do that through the R&D program. Now, if you're not that, there may be some other areas that we can work with you. So let's talk about taxes. Taxes are a big one, especially the PPP, Payroll Protection Program. You know, what they giveth, they want to take it away. The IRS came out with a ruling recently that, let's say you're going to be paying that back. Well, guess what? The employees part of it, and 60% of them is going to be employees, and any expenses that you pay to get that money back, currently, the IRS has made a ruling you can't deduct it. Well, we're hoping the next day or two that they're going to put a fix on that you will be able to deduct that. So if you want to get more information, of course, you'll may know by Thursday or Friday if you're in the loop. If not, and you missed it or you're doing other business, our firm kind of specializes in those arenas. Give us a call and we'll talk about that. Also, when you apply, if you applied for the EIDL program, E-I-D-L program, and you got grants, now you're supposed to get anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000. It's supposed to be a flat $10,000, and then they welched and they had it $1,000 per employee. Well, the language in the original bill wasn't real clear. So they just said, we're going to give $1,000. Well, it's supposed to be a grant. But under the PPP, if you got the PPP in the EIDL, on the application, let's say you had three employees, well, there's $3,000. And if you got, say, $35,000, there's $3,000 that's going to come off to $32,000. But there's supposed to be a fix on that, and maybe that'll be eliminated altogether, which would be good news. They're also talking about another round of PPP. So if you got the first round, although it's going to probably look at your last year, you have to have a drop in earnings. You know, if you had increase, you probably won't qualify for this new round. But they're talking about that. They're talking about the EIDL program also getting back the grant. So if you only got $1,000, you're supposed to get to $10,000. That's one of the things. I got a lot of people signed on to that. So if you only got $1,000, you may be entitled to an extra $1,000. And if you got the PPP and they eliminate that grant, things will look pretty good for you. Also, the stimulus, under this $908 billion, they want to do in two parts, the $700-and-something billion. They might want to tie it to the spending bill. That's one of the things they're talking about. And so we'll have to wait to see what the results is. But some of the things they're talking about is this PPP, the grant, the $10,000, et cetera. You may have more than one business and qualify for that. Plus the fact You're supposed to get up to $2 million if you qualified, and many people were capped up on an EIDL program at $150,000, and they should have got, you know, at least $200,000. And $200,000, by the way, you don't even have to use personal collateral on that. But I won't go into a lot of detail with that. Hopefully we'll know something pretty quickly, you know, Thursday or Friday. I'm doing this on Wednesday, December 16th. So you maybe say, what's he talking about? Talking about Christmas next week? No, you're listening to it Saturday. So I'm there doing this, recording this on Wednesday, and I'll probably do the other two segments tomorrow, which will be the 17th. But again, if you'd like to know more information, give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategies, toll free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Also, if you don't know what cost segregation is, I was talking to a gentleman who knows quite a bit about the R&D. He didn't know about the statute. You can go back quite a while. Now, there is no statute on the cost segregation. It's a way to take depreciable assets. You should have a building at least $1 million or higher. You can't depreciate land. But what you can do is you can separate the components. What do I mean by the components? For example, you may have landscaping, you may have drywall, plumbing, electric. There's lots of expenses in a building that can be separated. So instead of depreciating, if you have a commercial building over 39 years, or you have rental property, which is over 27 and a half years, many of those you can separate the components and depreciate them over, say, 5, 7, 15 years. And the more depreciation can go to offset other income. Plus, you could file amendments from previous years or carry them forward. So if you'd like to learn more about that, we have a team of experts in that field. Cost segregation for your business. If you're not a business, you're an employee and you work for someone, you might want to have that business person give us a call. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Set up that 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation or go to our website at leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com, leaveandlegacy.com or at leadtaxreduction.com or innovationtaxservice.com. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network. When you come back, we get some other strategies. And you want to stay to the end because we're going to talk a little politics. So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you get a chance to write those phone numbers down, I'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leave, L-E-A-V-E, alegacy.com. So we're going to be talking about the economy. And it says, welcome to the zombie republic. What do I mean by that? And then you want to stay for the last segment. I have a gentleman that you might not have heard of, but you'll recognize the company. And it's about an 8-minute video. You can't see the video, but you can hear the audio. I'll be talking the first part of it, and we'll conclude with that. But basically, it has to do with the election fraud and who is behind it. So what do I mean, welcome to the zombie republic? Well, this information comes from a gentleman named Bill Bonner. He says, it's a zombie recovery, according to Bloomberg. That's the nickname they gave this recovery. He said, much of the economy remains in suspended animation. A zombie recovery that masks how much the crisis has curtailed ambitions and how much depends on new injection of government aid that has languished for months in partisan Congress. Hopefully, you're listening to this on Saturday, and they'll have at least a partial stimulus, which I talked on the last segment. They'll have that finalized. We'll have to wait and see, though. If not, Mitch McConnell says they'll work through the weekend. It's shuffling from free food to what? Free money. A vacant look in their eyes, a face mask to hide the trickle of blood, dried up on the chins, zombies everywhere. Zombie companies, zombie households, and zombie officials. Well, I know one thing. You definitely have zombie officials. They don't seem like they're all there, and they are some professional bloodsuckers, especially our governor. At the present rate of the new job creation in the U.S., it will take at least 3 more years. You hear this, folks? 3 more years to get back last year's employment level. We had record low, if you remember that, little over 3%. At the end of this week, some 12 million zombies are scheduled to lose their supplemental federal unemployment benefits. And of course, the job report came out. I'm doing this on Thursday. I did part of it on Wednesday. And of course, those numbers came up to over 800-some thousand, I think 823. Hopefully, the stimulus, at least, will give them some little partial till through March, but we'll have to wait and see what the details are. Naturally, the feds are running fast. They're trying to keep ahead of them. Yes, Democrats and Republicans are finally working together to keep the blood flowing. There are still some details to work out. Some want 1,200. It looks like it might be 600 or 700. We'll have to wait and see. Others want to give grants to state and local governments. That's going to be split off maybe to another bill and another conversation after the first year. Most likely, the two groups will come to terms before the week's over, just like I was saying, kind of like on the last segment. Baltimore, always a bit like the Night of the Living Dead, is now more zombified than ever, he said. Yesterday, we made our first visit to the office in 10 months. Wow, they're really in bad shape. There was almost no one there. Baltimore, he said, is shut down. Restaurants, bars, everything is closed by order of the new mayor. He's probably one of those zombies. The coffee shops are off limits to sit-down customer, but you can still get a cup of coffee to go. In fact, if you look at Starbucks coffee, of course, I wouldn't visit them, anybody that supports Black Lives Matter, but their stock has really been on a tear. All those people going through drive-thrus. He said, we tried one, closed on Mondays, said the sign in the window. So we went to another. You'll have to order online, said the person. How about that? Well, I'm standing right in front of you. Can't you make a cappuccino? Our systems aren't set up for that. We turned around on low dungeon. We could probably get out our smartphone, figure out how to do it, but it was such a gaulish customer service, we wanted nothing to do with it. I don't blame you. Go someplace else. Try maybe Dunkin' Donuts or something like that. So is it a zombie recovery? What's the point I'm making, folks? Some of you are getting close to retirement. And that's why you should go on our website, leavealegacy.com. We have some on-demand seminars. One is, are you ready to retire? The next thing is, you should have a written plan. Is the advisor you've been talking about, do they have a written plan that can show you precisely that you will have enough money to last for you, if you're single, or if you're married, for both of you? One of the things we do for folks is a retirement roadmap. That's usually on the second meeting. And the computer is not emotional. And if you don't have enough money to last, what do you have as a solution? So we try to put the road that you're on. Will you have enough money? Is it predictable? Is it guaranteed? Well, we have some solutions, some strategies. After we can look at yours and see if it's not making it, That's what we talked about many times. Besides Social Security, you should have a pile of money or a certain amount of money. Unless you got piles of money, it doesn't make any difference to you. But for many people, they want at least another layer of money that's guaranteed, predictable. You notice I said the word guaranteed. No matter what happens, the money will be there. And two books were given out is one that my daughter, myself, and Jack Canfield, and some other people throughout the country wrote called Pillars for Success. And the other one is below me here, folks, that have reached out. Smart Retirement, Discover the Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. These are both hardbacks. If you like copies, there's no charge for them. We'll even pay the shipping. So, again, the toll-free number is 800-264-4963. But the best thing you need to do is set up either a phone, virtual meeting, or come into the office. That's what you should be doing. So the COVID-10 fear trade rages on despite vaccine news. As I mentioned before, you can take it. I'm not taking it. I never took the flu vaccine. It's up to you, but a lot of people, you know, they think that's going to be the end all. Folks, it's a virus like the flu virus, maybe a little bit serious, more serious. The fact is it's going to be here. If you have some serious conditions, you probably should stay home, but you need to build up your herd immunity. You definitely need to do that. So the question is, are we going to have another lockdown? Is Joe Biden going to be the next president? I'm still putting an X over that. You want to stay tuned? I'm going to talk about that because a lot of people think because it's been certified, so-called certified, that it's over. It's not. It's not over. But folks, if somehow it heads down that way, and it is, we got to look at Georgia. Because if Georgia, the Republicans don't take at least one of those seats, then we could be in a real heap of trouble, especially if they take two, folks. Our whole way of living, our environment, our country is not a country. And to sweep this under the rug, and I don't mean just bad behavior, I'm talking about criminal behavior, folks. We don't have a country. We do not have a country. But you want to stay tuned to the last segment where I talk a little bit about there is a pathway for victory still for Donald J. Trump. And you also want to listen to this gentleman, James Byrd. I'll give you more details at the beginning of the last segment and hear what he has to say. And he's not just some little guy out there. He's the one that got the Michigan, where they got to examine the Smartmatic, the Dominion machines. And who really owns that company? So this is important stuff. So don't put your head in the sand. But you can't give up. So you've worked a lifetime for this money. You need to plan, protect for it. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. We have lots of different strategies. So you need to give us a call, 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. And I want you to listen to this very important message or listen to the Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me give you a toll-free number again if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for a complimentary consultation. The toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or you can go to our website. It has all our contact information, leavealegacy.com, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com. So Jana Ellis, one of Donald J. Trump's attorneys, says the following: President Donald J. Trump's winning path for the 2020 election runs through the state of legislators, and these are the six key states: Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona. Top Trump campaign attorney Jana Ellis says, using Pennsylvania as an example, she says Ellis said the state's legislator had filled in support of Texas, an interstate election lawsuit brought by the Lone Star State to the Supreme Court, which has since been dismissed. One of the great things that came out of the case, she said, is the Pennsylvania state legislator, their leadership in both the House and the Senate, filed an amicus brief admitting the Supreme Court, telling the Supreme Court they agree with Texas that the state's law in the administration of 2020 election were not followed. Ellis told the Epoch Times America Thought Leaders program on December 16th. That gives them the basis through the investigations. Their findings, all the testimony and evidence presented by the mayor, that's Mary Giuliani, and myself at the hearing for Pennsylvania to reclaim under Article 2, Section 1.2 of the U.S. Constitution. They can reclaim their authority, this is important, to select the slate of delegates, Ellis said. And so they have every opportunity to call themselves back into electoral session for the purpose of voting on which slates of delegates they're going to send. So that is what should happen in each of these six states prior to January 6th. Getting sworn in is January 20, but January 6th, mark that in calendars, one day after the Georgia election. Ellis made the remarks in response to a question about what scenario the Trump campaign envisions unfolding after December 14. That day, the Electoral College cast its vote for the next president, and Republican electors cast dueling votes in New Mexico and other six states, which I already mentioned. The Biden electors in each of the seven states also cast votes, setting up a dually electors scenario not seen in the U.S. election for decades. The governors in each state certified the Biden electors, with the Trump electors casting votes that the state legislators can substantiate by convening special legislative sessions. I know that Georgia is looking at this very closely, she said. Also Michigan with the Antrim County. And remember, that's the county that was gone Republican for like 100 years. And it showed Biden win it. And that's what got their attention. And they started investigating. That's where they found the problems with the machines. And that came out with all those non-just irregularities, but sheer percentages of discrepancies and all the violations of the law that occurred in Michigan. So Michigan, as well as Arizona, and also Wisconsin, Ellis said. She said, I think that once states actually calls an electoral session and is willing to run that resolution to vote by simple majority and say we're not going to allow corrupted false certification to prevail in terms of how we select our delegates. If one state is willing to do this, I think, she said, the other ones will follow. So there's still a shot, folks. There's still a shot. So let me play this interview. This gentleman's name is Patrick Byrne. He used to own Overstock.com. He's a very wealthy individual. He wasn't working for Cindy Powell, but he's working kind of like alongside her, and he spent a lot of his own money. And hold on to your pants. Wait till you see what he has to say.
I know what's in the Durham report, and I'm going to say it here. I bribed Hillary Clinton $18 million. I facilitated a bribe for Hillary Clinton on January 14th, 2016, right here in this town. Hillary, on behalf of the FBI, they came to me around December 1st, 2015. They told me Hillary Clinton had accepted a bribe from Turkey for $20 million. They told me that I would be working for a group in New York, FBI agents, who had authorization to set Hillary Clinton up in a sting. They asked me to facilitate a bribe for her, an $18 million bribe from another government. The bag man from that other government was to befriend, and I was to get that person 10 minutes alone in a room with Hillary Clinton. I did. On January 14th, 2016, Hillary Clinton was in this town, and she met in a way that was kept off her schedule. She accepted an $18 million bribe. But General Barr knows this. This is the Durham. They know this was what is behind it all. And I'll even tell you, I'm going to drop one more thing. I've been waiting to say this publicly. And this is what really happened. I will tell you, if you hear this and you give me 90 seconds, your viewers will understand what's happened in the last 5 years in America. I've been waiting to say this on mainstream TV, and they will not have me back because once they understood what this was about. I facilitated a bribe, and she took a second bribe for $18 million. And I worked with the FBI as I did that. They're deeply involved in this. They came to me 3 days later and told me I had to forget about it and forget that it ever happened. And I said, what are you talking about? And they gave me one excuse. They said, Hillary's going to win, and it's been determined, it's been decided upstairs, nothing's going to be able to stop that now. So she's going to win, and she's going to send her people over to the FBI and ask who was part of investigating Hillary, and any of us who were part of it are going to be destroyed, and that includes you too, Patrick. And so this mission has been scrubbed from the highest level. And I thought about that, and I said, yes, sir, and I came, but 2 or 3 weeks later, I was back with three federal agents this time. Three federal agents, and I let them know that wasn't sitting correct, and this is in Salt Lake City, Utah, and that wasn't sitting well with me, and I'd like to know why. We had almost a year before the election. They could have had me and another person in front of a grand jury in a week and gotten her indicted, and they told me, and this is the key to understanding what's happened in America. They told me, this is word for word, Patrick, what's really going on is this. President Obama has his people across the federal bureaucracy at this point, but especially the Department of Justice. Hillary Clinton is going to be president for 8 years, and nothing's going to change that. But think of there being a Bunsen burner within the Department of Justice. That evidence about the two bribes you were part of gathering is going to be sitting on the Bunsen burner. And the hand on the Bunsen burner is going to be one of Barack Obama's people. If Hillary's a good girl and defends Obamacare, that flame stays low. If she's a bad girl and thinks for herself, it's going to get turned up high. That way, Barack Obama's going to manage Hillary Clinton for the 8 years she's president, and then she's going to step down, and Michelle's going to run. And Patrick, that's the plan. That came out of the lips of a federal agent. It was confirmed to me this spring. The Durham investigation has that plan was called the Operation Snow Globe. That was Brennan Obama's name for it. Snow Globe, they were trying to get Hillary to step into a snow globe. I'm looking for a prop. A snow globe that anytime they wanted, they could then pick up and shake for 8 years. My bribe was the bait to get her to step into the snow globe. That's all from it. This isn't a theory. I'm the guy in the room. I'm acknowledging I took part in all this, and I thought I was helping them conduct federal law enforcement. It turned out that I was helping them set up Hillary Clinton for a deep state to control her. And I came up public a year ago with some pictures that showed me with this Russian redhead, Maria Butina, lovely woman, that said, and so I'm saying this entire thing, this last 5 years, has been a coup. It was from Obama against Hillary, that when Trump won in a fluke, it got morphed into the Russian collusion delusion. And I say that as the guy they had romancing Maria and bribing Hillary Clinton. So I'm about as involved in this as you can get, and I promise you that's exactly what happened. And what we're seeing here is the last act play out. I was the last act play out. And the reason I mentioned that I knew in October 2018 that this was going to happen was because in 2018 I was offered, a federal agent came to tell me, Patrick, you need to understand there are billionaires walking around this world that we made, and we're prepared to do the same for you. You just have to stay calm. You just have to stay quiet through the election. And by that election, I knew he meant 2020 election. So I've known that they were going to hijack this election since October of 2018.
Does the Federal Bureau of Investigation and other departments need to be completely detonated, dismantled?
Well, I think what you need to do is, there was a guy, the CEO of, I forget if it was Allstate or State Farm, decades ago. It was based in, which one of those is based in Chicago, do you know?
State Farm is Chicago.
State Farm then. They had a big headquarters filled with 10,000 people, bureaucracy. And the CEO bought a cornfield a couple hundred miles away, and he built a building for 500 people, and he started moving people to it, and until he got a new mini headquarters, and then he just shut off the original one. That's, sometimes bureaucracies get so big and so bad, that's the only way to fix them. The way to fix them is to hit them in the head. It's to start again and build an alternative and then just shoot them in the head. That the bureaucracy in the head, and I think that's the only way that's going to be to fix our FBI, our beloved FBI. I have such respect, I've grew up with this, revering the FBI. And I still revere, you know, the men and women in it up to the mid-level. And there are people beyond that who are good. You can't throw the baby out with the bath water, but they are systemically corrupted at this point. So that story I just told you is absolutely the truth. There was a bribe from Turkey, a $20 million bribe in the fall of 2015 to Hillary. And then they had me arrange another bribe for $18 million from a different government, which I'm not disclosing the name of that other government. And that's I think, what the start of this coup really is.
Do you believe she's going to be held accountable at some point for this, assuming President Trump is reelected?
Well, if he is elected again, if he does get through this, and I think that's a high, you know, they were trying to demoralize people and make people think there's no chance of that. I think there's a high it's quite a conceivable outcome to me that he is the president on January 21st. And again, I'm not saying that as a guy who voted for him. I'm saying it as a guy who cares about the country, and I do not want to see it hijacked. If we go down on this, if we go down to this assassin's maze, it's our last free election. I lived in China, 83, 84. I speak Chinese. I've lived in Maoist China. It was right after the Cultural Revolution. And that's what's coming for us. And I think this is our last real election. We'll have, you know, this stuff was built in Venezuela so that Hugo Chavez could get through the referendum of 03. And that's the basic architecture of the software of Smartmatic. And it has now become the core of two of the major commercial systems offered for sale in the United States. And Venezuela hasn't really had an honest election in 20 years. People are starving, and the government still wins its election. It's because it's all crooked. The software that lets them do that is the software that's in the heart of our systems. If we bend a knee to this, it could be 1,000 years of darkness. And the world knows that. People don't understand, and because it's fashionable maybe not to, you know, to be anti-American or not to love your country. They don't understand how the world looks to us. And if we bend a knee to this, it's a darkness comes over the world. And we don't know if it'll be 1,000 years before it's lifted.
Folks, that's unbelievable. You listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. We'll talk to you next week.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveatlegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information, must-know fact, you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. leavealegacy.com.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll-free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.